Good afternoon, Atlanta. If you have your dials turned to 790 The Zone, you're listening to The Official Visit, Atlanta's only radio show dedicated entirely to recruiting, which makes us the best in the business, I believe. I'm Scott Janovitz, Scott the Brain Janovitz, in the studio today with Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor. IJ's missing from action. We're a little shorthanded, but we'll make do.
Score Atlanta's official visit. Very excited.
There you go.
Very excited.
The only recruiting show in Atlanta.
Scott, I hear we have a busy show today, so let's just dive right in. Huh?
We do have a busy show. We'll start the show, like always, with a quick update on what's been going on in the world of recruiting, specifically in the state. If you're interested in Southwest DeKalb, Kendren McMalcolm, or a Georgia fan at all, you'd be interested to know that he finally got his Georgia offer this week. He's also been offered by Florida State, Clemson, West Virginia, but it's a big offer for Malcolm. A big time back, 6'2", about 230. Florida's also interested in him, but Georgia's the leader right now, and he finally got that offer. So big news for Kendren.
Southwest DeKalb, I believe the Panthers had about 8 or 9 Division I offers or just scholarships from the last year's senior class. This coming senior class supposedly going to have even more, maybe about 20, because
right.
They've got a lot of talented seniors on this upcoming year.
Yeah, and a guy like Malcolm, who a lot of people who follow the recruiting cycle don't know that much about, but this is a guy who's kind of under the radar right now, or he was, I guess, until he got that Georgia offer, but he's a big-time back and a big back at that. Another guy, Ted Maline from Florida, a top 100 receiver or top 100 player and receiver from Booker T. Washington, Florida, very, very good program in Florida. Also got an offer from Georgia this week, visited Georgia last week, and is leaning heavily to becoming in Georgia again, a top 100 receiver. So that's another coup for the Bulldogs.
And his teammate Eduardo Clements, also a big target for the Dogs. This was a quote actually from Maline, quote, "Me and Ed, we talk about playing at Georgia every day. I think is a really good possibility." Now,
yeah.
He doesn't have any offers from like Miami
or Florida,
State,
but he goes on to say that he's 90% sure he'll leave the state. Georgia also offered Cody Riggs, who is another player from Florida. So we talked last week about how much Florida is hitting Georgia. We noted that Florida had zero signees from the state of Georgia last year, and as a result are really making an effort to hit the state harder than ever this year. The reverse is also happening. Georgia's hitting Florida harder than ever, and Cody Riggs is an example of that, a big-time defensive back from St. Thomas Aquinas, Florida.
I was going to say, on one end, you've got Florida not able to get anybody out of Georgia last year. They were going after Jarvis Jones, said no. And on the flip side, Georgia taking Aaron Murray, the quarterback from Plant in Tampa, taking his teammate Orson Charles, who broke Florida's national championship trophy, right? So you've got
Absolutely.
Georgia being able to go into Florida. Florida not
well,
able
it's,
to go into
Georgia.
It's going
to be a storyline to follow throughout this 2009 class or 2010 class, because like you said, both schools making an issue to recruit the other state, and Florida's not had the success Georgia's had at doing that. Sandy Creek safety Isaiah Johnson came out and said that Georgia Tech is his top school right now, which is or at least at this point is a good thing for Tech fans. As did Anthony Williams, who got his 14th and 15th offers from Wisconsin and South Carolina. He's also a big fan of the Yellow Jackets and lists Auburn and Georgia Tech as his top two. We talked a little bit about Florida wanting to hit the state harder, and I think most people know by now that I'm a Gator fan, and I was happy to see this last week that Mac Brown, who is a big-time running back out of MLK, one of the nation's finest, came out and said Urban Meyer and the Florida Gators is his number one school right now.
Yeah, we had Mac Brown on the show a couple weeks ago, and he hinted that Florida might be up there. He wouldn't fully say, but now he's officially come out and said. And also Marcus Smith is another guy that, that's got Florida on his mind.
Right. This is a kid who said he wanted to commit to Florida a couple weeks ago. Didn't quite happen. Some speculated that maybe he didn't actually have a committable offer from the Gators. Turns out he probably does. He's going to wait. Urban Meyer and the staff have suggested he waits and takes all his visits before he makes his commitment. Of course, a lot of people know that the term commitment's kind of changed in the last couple of years, and so the coaches at Florida are a little wary to take commitments this early in the game because sometimes they don't always stand. And so a guy like Marcus, the Gators want him to take all his visits. If you don't know who Marcus Smith is, he's from Hardaway. And another one of those guys who's a little under the radar. He's a big-time athlete. He's being recruited by Florida to play the quarterback position, and he's someone the Gators really like. And he's another guy who's picking up steam as far as recruiting is concerned. Finally, one last note, Loganville center, Daniel Miller, switched
and this is
switched
basketball
sides.
Now, switching gears. This
switching
is
gears, my fault. Switching gears, exactly. Switched sides from the University of Georgia, which I'm sure you're not happy to hear, Fletcher, to Georgia Tech, who's already got enough talent as it is, right?
This is a guy, he's 6'11". He's going to play center. His father, I believe, went to the University of Georgia. His uncle is who they named Specktown's track after, if I recall correctly. This is a guy Georgia was going to – he was basically born to go and be a Bulldog. All of a sudden decides, hey, they fire Dennis Felton, who never really did much besides win a fluky SEC tournament title, and says, I would rather go with Paul Hewitt and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and sit behind Derek Favors and Ghani Lawal if he does decide to return to the school from the NBA draft. It does not make a lot of sense to me. I'm not sure. Unless he said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to redshirt my freshman year, put some muscle on in the weight room, you know, not play hardly at all behind Derek Favors. And even if I do play, I'm not going to get very many touches because Favors is the number one player in the state or in the country, rather. I'm a little curious as to why that happened. I wonder, does this bode well or poorly for Mark Fox, the new coach at the University of Georgia?
It's not a good start. That's for sure. To not be able to, you know, who knows how well he's going to recruit in the future, but to not be able to keep the guys your school already got doesn't say much about him at this point. I'm not going to criticize him this early in the game, but the fact of the matter is, a losing Felton was able to bring in a player like Miller, and you know, the program should have more momentum now than ever because they got rid of Felton. A lot of people are high on the, you know, at least within the program, are high on Fox, and he wasn't able to sit down and convince Miller to stay with that commitment. It's really a case of the rich getting richer here because Tech is just really...
I don't know if I'd call.
In this class.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Class.
Tech is
I was going to say last year, we saw what they got, 2-14.
The other thing to consider is Favors. How long do you really believe, Fletcher, that Favors is going to be in Tech?
1 year.
That's
what I'm saying, though. So Miller's going to go, and he's going to what? He's going to redshirt?
He's going to sit behind him. Well, I don't know if he'll redshirt, but I don't know that he would have expected to start as a true freshman anyway, no matter where he went. I mean, it's easier to play as a freshman in basketball than it is in football. There's no doubt about that. But still, starting as a true freshman in either sport is a big-time accomplishment, and I don't know that someone like Miller really had that shot. I'm not going to take anything away from the kid. And I'm sure he thinks he could have. But to me, sitting behind Favors for a year isn't that bad. I think what it comes down to is these players are jumping ship because they want it. They see Tech as a winning program, a program that's on the verge of doing something. It's the place to be right now. If you're a player in the state of Georgia, in this recruiting class, it's become the place to be. I mean, I think
Derek Favors has definitely been like the Pied Piper. Glenn Rice Jr.
Glenn Rice Jr. is a great Dofia. Yeah. Those guys are all extremely talented players. They're the top players in the state, and they all went to Tech. And maybe Miller feels like, hey, I got to switch it up, you know?
All right, this is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. And always, you can give us a call at 404-233-7979, *790, free call on the AT&T phone. All right, we're going to go straight to the phones right now, and let's get right to it. Welcome to Scoreland's official visit.
Bob. How's it going, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing good. How about you?
I heard a rumor that the gentleman Miller from Loganville, he was told that he wasn't going to fit the system and they weren't going to offer him a scholarship. Maybe you guys could add more to that.
Yeah. Well, in terms of... not going to get a scholarship. I mean, he had already signed and officially gotten, you know, he had signed on with his letter of intent to go there. They actually released him from his scholarship commitment. Now, in terms of was he going to fit in, maybe that's why he decided to go. We all know from Mark Fox, he likes to run a little bit. They don't like to do the plotting thing, which I think is maybe why Miller wanted to go there to begin with, because Felton was strong in defense and had a big low post game, and whereas Mark Fox, maybe this is his announcement to the world, hey, we're going to run and gun
type team.
Maybe like your Nick Fizikas with your Kyle Snyder, like we saw at Nevada over the past couple of years. And they don't really emphasize the big man. So maybe a 6'11" big man wasn't in the plan. So maybe that's why he's going down there. But Bob, thanks for the call, man. Anything else?
No, that was just what I had heard.
All right. Well, thank you for thanks for giving us a call, Bob. We appreciate it. And give us a call anytime, 404-233-7979, *790 on your AT&T phone.
I mean, it certainly makes sense that, I mean, like you said, that system at Georgia, or at least the one that's going to be there, does not fit that slow plodding, you know, type center.
Not that Miller would be a slow plotter. I mean, I'm not really sure how he would fit in there. I mean, he put up huge numbers in high school, but then again, you know, that's also high school. Now, when you translate your game into the college game to the next level, who's to know if that's what maybe he's better suited for, which is maybe what Paul Hewitt and his company is going to do over there at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I will say this, and again, we are interested in what you guys have to say out there listening, so give us a call and give us your opinions as well as your questions. I will say this, though, Fletcher, I don't see how at this late in the game Mark Fox is telling kids that are committed to Georgia, you don't fit my system. Because to me, I totally understand that when there's a coaching change that happens, it happened at Kentucky with Calipari. He held the two big time commitments that were already at Kentucky, and he told the rest of the kids, you know what, you don't fit my system.
But they had guys
already there. He was bringing
guys. And Calipari was bringing guys over.
Well, how many people is Fox bringing over?
Fox isn't, and I don't think
so.
You ever want to turn down 6'11"?
No,
you can't. You always say they can't teach speed, and you can't teach height.
So while I'm not inside the Georgia, I don't have inside information in the Georgia basketball program, at least not yet. Maybe it's in time. But the point
I'm
skeptical.
Not so much with this.
Not so much. Yeah, you've fallen down a little. I'm skeptical that they would ever do that.
I'm sure Mark Fox and are going to become buddies.
Yeah,
but
he looks like a good guy. I'm not going to lie. He looks like a good guy. So I'm skeptical. Call me skeptical on that one. That they would release.
All right, Skeptical Janovitz and Fletcher Proctor here on SKOR Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Scott, we've got a busy show today. Let's give the listeners a little taste of what's coming up. We're going to have a couple of big-time interviews we've got coming up from ESPN.
Yeah, their main ESPN's one of ESPN's main recruiting analysts, J.C. Sherbert, who was at the Under Armour Combine today at the Georgia Dome, where players like Markieff Ambles were on display. We're also going to talk to Tyler Jones, who committed to Stanford last week. We talked about him a little bit last
week. Guy who turned down Notre Dame, who turned down Georgia to go to Stanford, just like Jamal Patterson did from Henry County last year.
We'll talk to him about that decision.
It's going to be exciting.
Then, of course, we have Noonan safety, who's arguably the best player in the state. Noonan safety, Alec Ogletree on a little bit later, around the 5:20 hour. So we got a busy show,
We're going to talk a little basketball, college basketball, and recruiting. Isaiah Thomas takes that job at Florida International. We're also going to talk, of course, college football recruiting, because football lives here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We'll also try to make the draft, which, of course, unless you were living under a rock the last 2 days, you know has been taking place in New York. We're going to try to make that relevant in the recruiting world. Believe it or not, did a little bit of my own original research and found some numbers on that I find interesting as far as the draft and recruiting are concerned. And we'll talk about Jeremy Tyler in this next segment coming up when we come back from commercial break, a San Diego junior who decided to forego his senior year of high school and play basketball in Europe. We'll talk about the ramifications and the meaning behind that. What is really a revolutionary decision that's never been done before.
Yeah, we saw Brandon Jennings, the number one recruit, I guess it was this past year, say, you know what, instead of going to college, I'm going to go. We've never seen anybody drop out as a junior and say, I'm going to forgo my senior year of high school, which should be interesting. So that and so much more on SKOR Atlanta's official visit. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Let's go!
Hey guys, it's Chipper Jones, and I can't make an afternoon drive to the park without the shenanigans of Pollock and Bell. Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone. What's a shenanigan?
The NBA playoffs continue on TNT. A Game 3 win often predicts the series outcome. Can the Magic and Blazers buck the odds? Or will the Sixers and Rockets push the series further in their favor? Don't miss Magic Sixers and Blazers Rockets tonight at 6 on TNT.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Duck, dodge, and let it fly at the Chick-fil-A Bowl Duck and Dodge Charity Dodgeball Tournament, Saturday, May 9th at Silverback Stadium. Register online at cfabdodgeballatlanta.com. You can be part of North America's largest dodgeball tournament with middle school, high school, and adult competitive and recreational teams competing to see who has the best squad in all the land. Your team could win Chick-fil-A for a year and a variety of other cash prizes. Brought to you by Russell Athletics and partnering with Club Sports. For more information and to register, visit their website at cfabdodgeballatlanta.com.
Speed Talk here with Tony Stewart. I'm on lap 311 and you're on the air.
Tony, I need quick headache relief, but that powder taste, ugh.
Well, you know the car of tomorrow?
Yeah.
Goody's Cool Orange is like the headache powder of tomorrow, with powerful powder pain relief that dissolves faster than tablets and Cool Orange taste that goes down easy.
Well, all right. But back to the car of tomorrow. I was kind of hoping it'd have deflector shields and booster rockets.
Between you and me, I got my guys working on it. Pick up Goody's Cool Orange Powder. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Mike Bell. Did something give you a brain pain today? Log on to 790thezone.com and tell us about it. You'll win fast family fun prizes like tickets to Six Flags Over Georgia. And speaking of brain pains, today's economy can be a real roller coaster ride. So Goody's Cool Orange Headache Powders wants to help with some fast fun and some fast cash by sending you on a family vacation to ride the fastest roller coaster in America, the King Ka in New Jersey, with $1,000 fast cash. Just log on to 790thezone.com for details. Goody's dissolves faster than tablets to get to work fast because everything's faster in Goody's country.
In times like these, a successful small business owner is a smart small business owner. So for a limited time, Comcast Business Class is offering high-speed internet and crystal clear voice for just $79 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Delivered on America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. What exactly do you get for $79 a month? High-speed internet that's much faster than the DSL or T1 you might be using now, with super fast speeds up to 6 megabits per second and unlimited local and long-distance calling for your small business to anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Give your small business an upgrade and save money doing it. Sign up for the $79 internet and phone package at 800-391-3000. $79 a month. There's nothing smarter than that. Comcast Business Class. It's not small business. It's fast business.
Offer ends 6/30/09. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies after promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded. Comcast regular charges apply. Equipment installation taxes and telephone fees extra may not be combined with other offers. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison with downloads for standard 1.5 megabits per second. $24.95 per line activation fee applies to voice and up to 4 lines. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Solomon Brothers. Solomon Brothers.
That's worse than the other thing.
Well, I thought I'd sing a new tune because Solomon Brothers has a new tune going on right now. They never had it before. It's the Solomon Brothers Challenge. You know the jewelry store in Buckhead, 17th floor Tower Place. Go ahead and shop around. If you can find jewelry anywhere else, Solomon Brothers will match the price. If you find something online, print it out, bring it in, and they'll match the price. The price is right at Solomon Brothers. It's the Solomon Brothers Challenge. If you think you can't afford it, think again. They have gifts starting at $50 on up for every price range, and Ivan Solomon guarantees he'll give you the best deal on any piece of jewelry. Look, anniversaries still happen. Birthdays are still happening. Engagements are still happening. It means you need a good jewelry store, and you need the right spot. It's a one-stop shop with the best price anywhere. Take the Solomon Brothers Challenge. You think you can't afford it, you're dead wrong. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's great. And now it's your spot. Take the Solomon Brothers Challenge, 17th floor Tower Place in Buckhead.
Spring training is finally over.
Good.
The games are for real.
Yes!
And we've got your Grand Slam coverage. All-Stars Chipper Jones and Brian McCann exclusively every week, along with everyone's favorite baseball man, Chris Domino. First for sports, 790 The Zone.
Welcome back to the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. I'm Scott Janovitz in the studio with my main man, Doc Proc, as I like to call him, but really known to most as Fletcher Proctor, the Fletcher Proctor. Before we get into our next segment, we actually have an interesting caller.
Breaking news.
Yeah, a breaking news caller, Markeith Ambles from Henry County, arguably the top receiver in the entire country. Definitely the top receiver in the state of Georgia. Markeith, how's it going? You there, Markeith?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
How's it going?
It's going good, man.
So you were, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were at an Under Armour combine today. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I was there.
Talk about some of the players you saw at your position, also some of the players you competed at or competed against, and just the overall experience at that combine, how well you thought you did.
I mean, it was awesome. I haven't really came out and competed like within the last couple of weeks. I've just been working out, just trying to get bigger. But I just wanted to come out and have a little fun today. And I went up against some good guys. I went up against Alec Overtree. We compete everywhere we go. And he's like one of my best friends. Like, we're just recruiting stuff. We talk about it all the time and stuff. So I just came out and competed with him today, mostly.
Yeah, we're going to actually have Alec Ogletree on the show a little bit later. Talk about the relationship you guys have formed. Are you guys interested in some of the same schools, and is there a chance maybe you'll continue your football together in the future or playing together in the future?
I mean, maybe we visit schools together. I mean, we talk about going to the same school sometime, but you know how that goes, you know. Most likely you won't be able to find a school that both of us feel like that we like that, you know.
Absolutely.
Now, you were high school teammates last season with Jamal Patterson, Drew Little. You got to see how they, you know, received recruiters and received college coaches coming to look at them. What did you learn from them that you're going to use this coming season when those guys are now coming after you?
I mean, I just learned how to take the process slow, you know, and just wait for that. Just find that school that you love just before you choose and stuff like that. And just how to work hard and stuff.
Yeah, we're talking to Henry County receiver Markeith Ambles. Markeith, talk about the many different schools you're looking at this point and what you like most about each school. What interests you in each one?
I mean, I'm looking at, like, every school I got offered from. I haven't even narrowed it down, like, nothing. I'm just so happy that I got offers from, like, everybody. I'm just thankful.
Well, let me ask you this, then. What exactly are you looking for in a school? What are your priorities, you know, your top 3 to 4 priorities when it comes to choosing a college?
I mean, good relationship with the coaches, the players, good environment where it's at. Like, early playing time, good fans and everything like that. I just like that. It's just a vibe I feel at school if I go there.
Now, I believe the NCAA prohibits any juniors from taking official visits. Have you taken unofficial visits to any of the schools, attended any of the games, maybe been on the sidelines or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been to, like, just about all the schools in the South. I've been to Georgia Tech, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Auburn.
Have any of those schools, I mean, is it just the atmosphere just so great? You said, man, I could really picture myself wearing the white and orange of Tennessee, or I can, like, picture myself wearing the silver britches at Georgia. It's like, does any place feel like home so far?
I mean, like, yeah, but I got to keep going back and get that better feel for me.
Let me ask you this, Markeith. As one of the top players in the country, you've had the luxury of meeting some of the top coaches in the country. Has there been a coach or a couple coaches that have stuck out in your mind as just great guys and guys you could see yourself playing for?
Yes, sir. I mean, coach at Florida, I like him a lot.
Urban Meyer.
He's pretty straightforward, you know. Tell you what it is off the bat.
Yeah. We're speaking with Henry County wide receiver Markeith Ambles. Markeith, one last question. Just talk in general about the recruiting process. Is this something you've enjoyed? Do you look to end your recruitment early, or is this something you enjoy and want to, you know, kind of let run out as long as possible?
I love it. I'm going to enjoy it all the way out to the last moment, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks, Markeith. Markeith, we had a great time talking to you. Hopefully we will talk to you a little bit more in the near future, and good luck in the upcoming season.
All right, thanks.
Good luck to you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And, all right, appreciate it too, man.
And we'll talk to you soon. We'll have to have you on again. We appreciate it. All right, that was the number one player in the state of Georgia, the top receiver in the country. And what a great chance, what a great get that we were able to get him on the phone just real quick, returning from an Elite 11 camp, right?
Exactly. Well, it was the Under Armour
combine. Under Armour, I'm sorry.
There was an Elite 11 camp, though, in Athens last week, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But we got to be careful if we term him the best player in the state because, of course, we have Alec Ogletree.
I said possibly.
I know. We have Alec Ogletree, who was at the camp. You heard Markeith mention they love competing against each other, and they are probably the two best players in state. We got guys like Juwan James, who we've spoken to, Mac Brown from MLK.
How about a gentleman that's coming on the show in a little bit, Taylor Jones?
Taylor Jones. The theme of today's show, Tyler Jones, is Georgia's top talent. That is the theme, and I think we've got that when you consider Markeith Ambles just was on the show, Alec Ogletree, and Tyler Jones is coming on. So, well-spoken kid, good-looking receiver, that's for sure. Someone who's going to make one school extremely happy. You heard what he said. He's basically got offers from everyone. And when push came to shove, though, he did single out Urban Meyer.
Very humble, too. And you can tell a guy like that, as talented as he is, he let Jamal Patterson have the spotlight last year. He let his quarterback, Drew Little, have the spotlight last year. Even though he's probably the most talented player on that roster last season for Henry County, he was still able to say, you know what, these are the seniors. Let them have their due. My time is next year.
Well, yeah, and he also said, I feel blessed. I mean, if you were listening to the interview, he said, I feel blessed just to have the offers I have. And in truth, you know, listen, being humble and being, you know, having a good head on your shoulders is a lot of times every bit as important as playing good football, as being a good quality football player. And at 6'2" and a half, you know, near 200 pounds with the speed he has, and then you add to that, you know, the fact that he's a humble kid and has a good head on his shoulders, and that's a pretty dynamic, valuable prospect, you know?
Well, let's just say this. He's going to look great catching passes from Aaron Murray in a couple years. Shifting gears, though, let's go back to talk about what we were hinting at before the break, and that is a gentleman from the California area,
from San Diego,
who has decided, you know what? I'm only a junior in high school. I'm done with this whole school thing. School's out for summer. No, school's out forever, okay? For Jeremy Tyler, high school junior out of California, decided to forgo his senior year of high school to go play basketball overseas. Scott, is this what the future is going to be?
Well, I don't know that everybody has Jeremy Tyler's skills. We'll have to break this down, and we'll use this segment and the next one to break this down from every angle, because there's a lot of interesting aspects of this. You know, what's amazing is, well, let's lay it out there that he will continue his education. He's going to be homeschooled. But like you said, he will not go to high school, which, you know.
And he's obviously not going to go to and do his freshman year of college either.
No, well, he won't do it. There's a quote. He said, education will always be there. It doesn't matter if I get it now or in 3 years. I can always go back. I'll always have that to fall back on. I want to have a degree in business management. Okay. Great. That's great. He's got aspirations as, you know, something beyond football or beyond basketball. Let me say this, though.
He wants his degree in business management. You know what? How you get that? You go to college.
Well, you finish high school first. Here's the thing, though.
Let's not get ourselves. This guy wants a degree in basketball.
I have not done the research, and I will do it at some point in my life.
Shame on you.
I imagine it's too soon to do it, but I imagine most of these kids who go to college for 1 year, and a lot of the kids who, when it was legal to do so, jumped from high school directly to the NBA, I imagine most of these kids aren't going back to school and getting their college degrees.
I'm not thinking Jermaine O'Neal is going to go back.
As good as it sounds, and when you're talking about high school, I mean, there's levels of embarrassment. I mean, this kid's not going to go back to high school. Now, I did acknowledge that he's planning on being homeschooled in Europe. I'm not going to sit here and say that legally we could prevent this, because you can't. You know, you cannot prevent this kid from exploring his dreams as a professional basketball player. Listen, in countries other than the United States, this happens all the time. Ricky Rubio, who, if you don't know, is going to be probably the second draft pick in the NBA this coming year, started in the Olympics, this past Olympics, for the Spanish national team. Kid turned professional at 14.
That's what you have to remember.
And if you look at
America, there's rules, but overseas, you know, in Greece, in Spain, in Italy, there's those rules. They're like 14 years old. It's
right.
Not 18.
And it's not just basketball either. I mean, you look at the Olympics, and just in general, across the sea, kids in Russia, little girls in China are taken from the time they're born and turned into world-class gymnasts all the time. I mean, so this level of, and we don't want to call it, at least as far as Jeremy Tyler's concerned, it's not exploitation, because this was his decision.
Here's a question I have for you. At what point, and I might be opening up a can of worms that we'll have to continue after the break, at what point are we going to see academies where you don't do any schoolwork at all? After middle school, you just go and basketball is your life. I think, overseas.
Well,
at what point are they going to do those in America where, yeah, at a lot of places like the Oak Hill Academies. Yes, technically they do take English, wink, wink, nod, nod. No, get it out in the open. They're doing nothing but preparing themselves for a career in the NBA. At what point are we going to see that?
I don't know that you'll ever, you know.
And is the NBA going to do something where they assist in this?
I'll say this much.
Open up these academies?
We're damn near close to doing it already in gymnastics.
Language.
Darn near close to doing it already in gymnastics. I mean, you look at someone like Carrie Strug, who I actually went to high school with. Well, she was older than me.
She went to my high school.
She went to my high school for less than a year, and for the rest of her high school career, was plain and simple a gymnast. Did all that homeschooling stuff. You know, they go to these basically their schools for gymnastics, and they get they're supposedly being educated, but are they really being educated?
Like, I stuck the landing.
That's Fletcher's, in case you don't know. That's Fletcher's best.
No, it's Jerry Strug on here.
Well, we got to go to a quick break, but we'll continue this discussion when we get back. And Carrie Strug, again, is a perfect example of
I'm talking about basketball, though. I don't care about gymnastics. Because you know why? Football lives here. Sports Radio, 790.
Pollock and Bell.
Duffy American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, I'll be part of the frat house. We'll be live on Monday afternoon talking about what Thomas Dimitri put under our Christmas tree as far as football gifts. And for the Jews, that'd be Hanukkah. Peter King from SI joins us Monday afternoon. I'll Pollock and Bell get you some of the
afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Contrary to popular belief, there are plenty of lunches you can get for under $3. There's the mom lunch, but it comes with a free set of guilt and advice. There's the boss lunch, but it means a bunch of awkward small talk. Ew. And then there's the delicious McChicken extra value meal from McDonald's for just $2.99. Yum, I think we have a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Right now, get a McChicken or a double cheeseburger extra value meal with medium fries and a medium drink for just $2.99.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Duh.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You've been drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
You're in a constant state of refreshment.
A constant state of what?
Mm-hmm. Was that a double ah?
McDonald's sweet tea. The authentic slow-brewed recipe that's sweetened to perfection. Plus, you can get 32 ounces for only $1. It's enough to put anyone in a constant state of refreshment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Ounces refer to average fill.
Hi, folks. Tom Brady here with another energy-saving update. The federal government has issued a new energy tax credit for 2009. Making your home more energy efficient can save you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your energy cost while reducing your footprint and qualifying you for a $1,500 federal tax credit. Call 877-999-0877 to find out how with a free home energy assessment. Don't wait until the temperatures soar and take your energy bills with them. Make your home more affordable and comfortable today. Insulate against the changing temperatures. Block out intense radiant heat. Improve the comfort of your home and save up to 30% on your energy cost. Call 877-999-0877 or visit savewithinsulation.com. Mention you heard me on this station for a $150 voucher toward your purchase. Call 877-999-0877 or visit savewithinsulation.com. Paid for by the Partners in the Conservation of Home Energy. Look for the energy saving seal for authenticity.
Prip Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island resort, a nature preserve located just outside of Hilton Head. Beach run houses, 2 4-star golf courses. Save 20% on all accommodations now through Labor Day. Go to frippislandresort.com.
Carolina Pride is proud to stock the fridge with bacon, sausages, and hot dogs for the Zone Frat House. Carolina Pride. Better taste, better value. Simple as that.
Customers identify with brands that are relevant to them, like Moose Jaw Mountaineering, an online, mildly wacky source for outdoor gear. They want to make buying a backpack more than just buying a backpack. They want to surprise their customers, keep them smiling, and coming back for more. Robert Wolf, founder of Moose Jaw, explains their philosophy.
Our goal is to embrace the customer as much as possible, to make it as much fun as possible. In fact, we don't have a mission statement, but if we did, it would be to carry the best products in the world and have as much fun as possible while we do it. And every single thing we do has to carry that message. So for us, it's all about gaining loyalty and making sure that when the customer does want to buy that backpack, that they're buying it from Moose Jaw.
To see what leaders of other midsize companies are thinking, download the new study from IBM at ibm.com/expressadvantage/CEO study.
Oh, hey, Liz. That's the new Honda Hybrid, right?
Yeah, the Insight.
Huh.
I never really saw you as a hybrid person.
Well, the inside is designed for everyone. So now a lot of people are hybrid people. Even our coworkers, like Chuck from Building Engineering.
Hey, hybrid, how you doing?
And Terry, who transferred from our Boston office.
Yeah, just finished parking the car. Sorry, I got to book it to a meeting.
Fred, the VP who can't remember anyone's name.
Good morning, young lady. And hello to you, Mr.
Amanda from finance. She kind of looks like a gopher.
Super to see you, Liz.
Huh, the hybrid for everyone.
Yep, that's what they say. Oh, hold the elevator.
Sure thing, Liz.
The hybrid designed and priced for us all is here, and it gets 43 miles per gallon. The new Insight from Honda for everyone. Learn more at insight.honda.com. 40-43-41 City Highway combined MPG for EPA mileage estimates. For comparison purposes only, do not compare to models before 2008. Actual mileage will vary.
Sign up at 790thezone.com, and you could win one of 140 free iPods or a brand new 2010 Honda Insight from Honda. See the rules and register today at 790thezone.com.
The wait is over. It's 40 games and 40 nights. As the drama of the NBA playoffs on TNT tips off with Sunday's game, you have the Orlando Magic at the Philadelphia 76ers. What a series. Tied at 1-1. Can Superman take over? Can Andre Miller keep running the show? Oh, boy. Philadelphia's back in the mix. They have won a game on the road here on TNT. The game, Orlando at Philly, 6:30 p.m. on TNT. And for game two, you have the Portland Trailblazers at the Houston Rockets. The big Dikembe Mutombo may be out, but Yao Ming still running the show. And Brandon Roy, the young fella, he has the series 1-1 with the 42 points. Game 3, 9 p.m. on TNT. It's 40 games and 40 nights. Oh, boy. The playoffs are here and hoops is in effect. Don't miss Game 3, Orlando at Philly, 6:30 p.m. on TNT.
Spring training is finally over.
Good.
The games are for real.
Yes!
And we've got your Grand Slam coverage. All-Stars Chipper Jones and Brian McCann exclusively every week, along with everyone's favorite baseball man, Chris Domino. First for sports, 790 The Zone.
We are back on 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. I am Scott Janovitz, joined in the studio with my right-hand man, Fletcher Proctor. We're talking about Jeremy Tyler. If you haven't been listening to our last segment and you haven't been following the news lately, Jeremy Tyler is a high school junior basketball player out of San Diego who's decided to forego his senior year of high school, and the next 4 years he would presumably use for college education.
Or
1 year, whatever it is. He's going to miss it all, and instead he's going to play basketball in Europe.
You know, no one is ever going to say Jeremy spoke in class today because he's skipping high school. And this is just, it goes back, why is he going overseas? I understand it's to make money. But how about we just acknowledge what's going on with some of these prep schools, with college, whatever. You take these kids who they're going to go to the NBA, right? You put them in a school where they do nothing but basketball. They play basketball, learn how to weight train, and do nothing but basketball. That is their focus. Since that's their focus,
but isn't
anyway,
that essentially
okay?
What college is?
It would take out the AAUs and all the sleaziness that comes along with that. It's nothing but basketball.
But isn't that essentially
this.
What college is? It's a four-year training period for those who want to go to the NBA.
At least in college, if you're going to college, conceivably, you're going to class. And basketball limits you to 20 hours a week, right? Isn't that the rule? It's only 20 hours a week, excluding
games.
That's
the other thing.
No,
you can't.
These academies, though, would do nothing but basketball. It's not a farce.
Get these kids
out of the high schools because they're only bringing down the rest of the students who actually want to learn. Get these kids who are just focused on doing nothing but going to the NBA. Put them in their own little thing. Let the kids who want to play basketball but also learn stay in the high schools.
Great.
And just separate them out. Get rid of the AAUs. Get it all in the up and up.
Two things. One, this notion that kids that really want to play in the NBA who go to college are going to class. You know what you have to do to stay active, to stay academically eligible to play a sport? You have to get two Ds.
Okay.
If you get two Ds and nothing else and flunk every other class, you're eligible in college. So
I don't know how they roll it at Florida. now.
But here's my question for you. It sounds to me like you're, because I think this is a huge issue both in terms of basketball and the way it's going to impact the game and culturally. I mean, so let me get this straight. You are a fan of the of his decision. I mean, you think there's nothing problematic about it.
Well, no, what I think is I have a problem with him going to Europe.
Why?
Okay, I want him to stay in America for this kid's sake. You know, Brandon Jennings went to Europe and I think fell off the face
of
the earth.
But in Europe, he can make hundreds of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of euros.
Right, but I think that's ultimately going to hurt him in the long run. When is this kid really going to... Is Brandon Jennings, like, I want to go back to Brandon Jennings at Arizona, right? Or the kid from Arizona would have gone to Arizona, but instead didn't make the grade, so he had to go to Europe. Do you think he's going to be, if he had gone to Arizona and played, he might have been in like top one, two, three picks? I think he might be lucky to be a late lottery pick.
Yeah. No, maybe. I mean, I think there are
the
scouts out there.
Is not over.
There are scouts out there who contend that Brandon Jennings helped his draft stock more by going to Europe, or at least his NBA potential. More by going to Europe than by playing at Arizona for
maybe
a year.
So.
He also couldn't have gotten into Arizona. Here's my problem with it. I've always said, listen, go to college. Forget skipping college. Not only do you learn to become a better player, but you learn to become an individual off the court. Succeeding in the NBA isn't all about skill. We've already
Which is
already
what these academies...
It's about being a productive citizen. It's about being understanding how to say, I'm not going to go out tonight because I got a game tomorrow. I'm not going to go out with the rest of the team and get weight. You know, there are a lot of distractions that
my academy
kids,
would solve all that problem.
Your academy.
All
the
those problems.
The Fletcher... Here's the other... To skip high school and put yourself...
Well, if he's
in
not even going to be worried about classes...
In a new culture, a culture you're not familiar with, and it's this... Sometimes getting too much money at too young of an age is a detriment. You see it all the time with young actors. These kids who became stars so early and had everything handed to them so early that they have failed to become productive citizens in society. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Dickie Roberts.
And I think the same thing can be said for. I mean, to take this kid out of high school. And allow him. And listen, again, legally, there's nothing you can do about it. He deserves every opportunity to explore the financial, you know, the financial fruits of that European basketball is willing to provide him. But I just question whether this could possibly be a good thing for him.
Let's send it out to you. What do you think? This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Give us a call at 404-233-7979, star 790, a free call on the AT&T phone. Do you like the idea this kid's going to go over to Europe? Do you think there should be some sort of basketball academy here in America? Because they have them in China, you know, where they have them in Italy. They have them in Spain where, listen, this guy is going to go to the NBA. This guy, that is his dream. He could care less about college. He could care less about high school. He could care less about going to class. Just go ahead and put them in their own sort of academy, in their own sort of school where you do nothing but basketball. You focus on basketball. You focus on finding the right agent. Maybe you take those classes instead of the history. You know, maybe you take a class on how to properly budget your money
Here's the problem with that, though. You've got too many kids who aren't going to play in the NBA, who just don't have it, right? I mean, you've got kids joining
Well, then maybe they screwed themselves up by going to this academy. What do you think?
Well, you're right.
How about that?
Here's my other question.
I'd be in favor of that, too.
Does this benefit Europe in any way, bringing a high school?
I think it certainly helps Europe, and it could be helping America, because over there, they're making money over there, and people are paying to go see those games. And I'd love to have
That's the big kicker right there.
In America.
That's the big kicker, is that this is supposed to be, you know, a stunt. Let's take actually a call real quick from Jeremy.
John.
How's it going, Jeremy?
Doing good, man. Thanks for taking me. I was wondering, I can't really think of too many high school athletes that made the transition into the NBA that it had a detriment on their lives. A lot of these people don't have a lot of money, so they're coming up in a situation to go ahead and prove themselves an athlete and a breadwinner. And you can't really use the comparison of child actors. Those kids have never even had a chance to go through adolescence, so it's a totally different scenario.
Right. Well,
I mean, name one negative case of a.
No, they're all. Thanks for your call, Jeremy. Sorry to cut you off. They're all over the place. We got to go to a quick break, but they're all over the place. Robert Swift was a. High school turned pro who didn't make it. Kendrick Perkins. You hear about Kendrick Perkins is one who's...
Yeah, the guy that started on the Celtics last year when they won the NBA championship, that guy. Yeah, what a detriment he was. Sorry, Jeremy, we're up against it, though. We'll take a quick break and come back. We'll have so much more. This is Scoreland's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Watch what happens when 10 big egos live together in the same house for 1 week. It's The Zone Frat House, beginning April 27th, live via webcam, only on 790thezone.com.
This is Chipper Jones. If you carpool once a week for a year, you keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
In times like these, a successful small business owner is a smart small business owner. So for a limited time, Comcast Business Class is offering high-speed internet and crystal clear voice for just $79 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Delivered on America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. What exactly do you get for $79 a month? High-speed internet that's much faster than the DSL or T1 you might be using now, with super fast speeds up to 6 megabits per second and unlimited local and long-distance calling for your small business to anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Give your small business an upgrade and save money doing it. Sign up for the $79 internet and phone package at 800-391-3000. $79 a month. There's nothing smarter than that. Comcast Business Class. It's not small business. It's fast business.
Offer ends 6/30 or not. Not available on all areas. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies after promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded. Comcast regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and telephone fees extra may not be combined with other offers. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds variant are not guaranteed. Speed comparison with downloads for standard 1.5 megabits per second. $24.95 per line activation fee applies to voice and up to 4 lines. Call for restrictions and complete details.
It's time to get back to what life's about. It's time to break out of the doom and gloom. American Body Works Fitness Clubs can help you focus on what's important, your health, and living life to the fullest. With over 20 neighborhood clubs and 24-hour access, there's really no excuse. And for a limited time, you can get a 2-for-1 deal on a prepaid membership. Pay for 1 year's dues up front and get a second year or second membership free. There's more, but we got to keep this short, so check out AmericanBodyWorks.com or stop by your neighborhood American Body Works Club today.
Guys, you should listen to the expert on romance, Barnsley Garden Resort's Fairy Godmother, because she's going to tell you how to get some brownie points.
Shame on you and your dirty minds. This is why you need a fairy godmother. Your tip for the day is don't have that what do you want for dinner, no, what do you want for dinner conversation. Just find a new restaurant and book the reservation already.
Every guy needs a fairy godmother, so listen to yours at BarnsleyResort.com.
The world's greatest soccer stars come to Atlanta on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. AC Milan of the Italian Serie A League versus Club America of the Mexican Premier League in Game 3 of the inaugural World Football Challenge Tournament. Don't miss Kaká, Ronaldinho, Pato,
and the rest of the AC Milan squad as they face Club America superstars Guillermo Ochoa and Pavel Bardo at the Georgia Dome.
Get your tickets now at worldfootballchallenge.com, Ticketmaster.com, or call 1-800-745-3000.
Speed Talk here with Tony Stewart. I'm on lap 311 and you're on the air.
Tony, I need quick headache relief, but that powder taste, ugh.
Well, you know the car of tomorrow?
Yeah.
Goody's Cool Orange is like the headache powder of tomorrow, with powerful powder pain relief that dissolves faster than tablets and Cool Orange taste that goes down easy.
Well, all right. But back to the car of tomorrow. I was kind of hoping it'd have deflector shields and booster rockets.
Between you and me, I got my guys working on it. Pick up Goody's Cool Orange powder. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Mike Bell. Did something give you a brain pain today? Log on to 790thezone.com and tell us about it. You'll win fast family fun prizes like tickets to Six Flags Over Georgia. And speaking of brain pains, today's economy can be a real roller coaster ride. So Goody's Cool Orange Headache Powders wants to help with some fast fun and some fast cash by sending you on a family vacation to ride the fastest roller coaster in America, the King to Ka in New Jersey, with $1,000 fast cash. Just log on to 790thezone.com for details. Goody's dissolves faster than tablets to get to work fast because everything's faster in Goody's country.
Hi, this is Wes Durham. It's a great time for golf, and the perfect getaway is Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island. You won't believe the incredible package deal running now through June 15th. For only $119 a night, you'll get hotel accommodations, 18 holes of golf on one of 2 4-star championship courses, including greens fees, range balls, and cart. And better yet, free replay if available. Call 866-348-0949 or FrippIslandResort.com to book your vacation at Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort.
The NFL Draft Minicamp. The releasing of the Falcon schedule. And we're only about 90 days until fall camps open in college and pro football. Make no mistake, football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on 790 The Zone. This is Score Atlanta's official visit. I am Scott Janowitz here in the studio with the one, the only, Fletcher Proctor. We have ESPN's one of their main recruiting analysts, J.C. Sherbert, on the line. J.C., how's it going?
Hey, guys, good to be with you today.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you were out at the Under Armour Combine today where one of our former guests, Markeith Ambles, was, as was Alec Ogletree.
Yes, I actually just finished up. I was walking back from the Georgia Dome to my hotel, and I stopped in here at the Taco Mac at Phillips Arena. There's a strange thing in town tonight, so there's a lively crowd down here, but certainly it was a wonderful event. Good to see Markeith out there. Boy, he had a really nice day, as did Ogletree. Both were very, very impressive.
Yeah, talk about some of the other players that maybe guys don't know about or you know, recruit Knicks don't exactly know are great. You know, just some of the top performers there today.
Well, I tell you, I really like the quarterback from Flowery Branch, Georgia, Connor Shaw, that's committed to South Carolina. He's a guy that just had a workman's-like effort all weekend. He was the first out at the Elite 11 at UGA on Friday night, came to the Nike camp at UGA on Saturday, and then came out today, and that was just very consistent with the way he threw the football. He's a very athletic young man. He ran a 4.53 pro shuttle today at Under Armour, and really is a guy that I think will solve some of the quarterback issues at South Carolina here in the coming years. I mean, you know, it's very rare he's going to step in and play. But I think eventually he'll be a guy in the SEC that can really get it done. On defense, a kid from Gainesville, Georgia, that used to play at Buford High School, Dante Carr, a big safety slash linebacker. His offer list, you look at it, and it's maybe not you know, as deep as some of the other prospects, but he's 6'1", 200 pounds. He can run. On film, you look at him, he's physical. He can tackle. And today we found out, guys, that he can cover in the one-on-one drills and position drills and things like that. So Dante Carr is another guy to look out for. Of course, DeMarco McNeil, a receiver from Banneker High School, who also could potentially play corner at the next level, was impressive, as well as was Sean Kitchens, who's his teammate there, Banneker, that's going to Auburn.
Yeah, JC, going back to Connor Shaw real quick, I know his brother, J-Bo, is a little bit smaller, but was also a multidimensional threat. Talk about how different he is than his brother, and someone who can run the ball, how he's going to fit into Steve Spurrier's offense, which is, you know, traditionally been one of, you know, the drop-back passer.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point as far as his running goes. I mean, you don't really think of Spurrier's teams employing a running quarterback except for, you know, maybe a six-game stretch in 2006 at South Carolina where he sort of threw Savelle Newton out there and let him run around a little bit and throw it. But, you know, the good thing about Shaw is he can throw the football. And he's a guy that's, you know, not just a runner. You know, he can drive back. He's very consistent, very fluid, and he gets it there every single time. So in a precision offense like that, you know, if he can run and if he gets flushed out of the pocket, that's even more dangerous because I doubt too many people facing that system are going to scheme to stop the quarterback from running. So that sometimes leaves you a good open lane to get it done. Differences between him and J-Bo, you know, I got a chance to talk with Lee Shaw, who, of course, is their head coach at Flower Branch and the father of J-Bo and Connor. And he told me, you know, there's really not that much difference between them. Connor's maybe a little bit more of a passer, but J-Bo maybe has a little bit quicker feet, but they're really guys that are very similar, very comparable, and certainly wonderful young men and wonderful athletes.
Some of the top quarterbacks in the state this year, or I guess the rising seniors this year, Blake Sims from Gainesville has committed, I guess, to Alabama, might end up switching over to safety. You've got Lee Shaw, his boy Connor Shaw, I guess, who's going to go to South Carolina. They seem to be a little more mobile in the state of Georgia, at least the top quarterbacks are. Do you find that, or are there some traditional drop-back passers in the state?
No, I think that you're right. And college football's changing. And we were sitting there talking at Nike on Friday, me and some colleagues of mine, and talking about Blake Sims and, you know, how Blake will probably try to change positions. And then we started talking about Connor, and, you know, Connor's right around 6'1". And, you know, you look around college football, and there just aren't very many 6'4", 6'5", drop-back passers that are good. And in high school, it's the same way. Most of your 6'4 guys are absolute projects. They can't run. They stand back there like statues. And quite frankly, not very many of them can throw the football all that well. So the game's changing. And I don't know whether that's because of the spread offense or whether, you know, the shorter guys or the guys that aren't as tall develop in terms of coordination and they're able to throw it. But, you know, you look around the colleges and even Matt Stafford, you know, he's 6'3 or so, but he's not terribly tall. And so I think that just the position in the game game is evolving somewhat to where, you know, the shorter man, the quarterback, can actually have more success than maybe the taller guys because they just don't exist in large numbers.